Morning came all too early in the cramped hotel room. At first light, Stuart sat up slowly.
Oh, stinks in here.
With Bones stirring beside him, he got up and walked to the room's only window.
Oh, what time is it?
Time to get moving. Why don't you let the Colonel out? I'm gonna grab a bath down the hall. We gotta get moving.
As he thought about the distance still between him and Santiago, he felt his muscles stiffen, the anxiety that had been following him returning in full force. The sergeant stared at the bed apprehensively.
Whatever you say.
He peered into the claustrophobic space. Miles lay on his back with his hands aside his waist and his eyes closed. Bones recoiled at the awful stench that had been trapped beneath the bed all night.
Ugh, gross. Morning, Colonel.
Bones backed as far away as he could without letting go of the mattress, which he had propped up on its side. Miles opened one eye and then the other.
Did you,
Yes, Bones. I pissed myself. What else was I supposed to do?
Miles was holding perfectly still, but the sergeant was ready to bolt.
Don't worry, Bones. I'll forgive you. On one condition.
The sergeant felt a familiar sinking sensation in the pit of his stomach. Miles was about to exact his revenge.
If you help me collect a little revenge from that Stuart, I'll forget your own role in this unfortunate incident.
Okay, boss.
Where is he?
He's, down the hall, taking a hot bath.
Miles lay motionless a moment before his eyes twinkled and a smile spread across his face.
Bones, fetch me his things, would you? And grab his towel, too.
After a few minutes, Bones returned to the room with Stuart's clothes and towel. Miles was now sitting on the replaced mattress and was lighting a cigarette.
Did he see you?
No, sir. Too busy getting clean.
Okay, Bones. This is what I want you to do. First, fetch me a pail of water, a washcloth, and some soap. I gotta clean up and get dressed before old Stuart finishes his bath. While I'm doing that, I want you to round up the horses and supplies you paid for yesterday. You did take care of all that, right?
Sure did. I'll get you that pail and soap.
Thank you, Bones. Oh, don't forget the washcloth.
Oh, hell.
The murky water had turned lukewarm. He stood up and reached for his towel, but found nothing. Peering from behind the curtain, he saw the empty chair where his clothes had been.
That bastard. Well, this curtain will have to do.
He walked to the room, thankful that sunrise was still only about 20 minutes old. The hotel was dead quiet, its patrons still asleep. He was fully aware of the amount of embarrassment Miles was attempting to heap upon him.
Very funny, Miles. Now give me my clothes back.
His jaw dropped as he viewed the empty room. Everything was gone, including his pack. The bed had been hastily made. In the middle of the room, a galvanized steel bucket half full of soapy water sat with a washcloth hanging from its side. He leaned over the bucket and found a bar of soap floating inside. He walked to the window and searched the alley below. Nothing.
Well, I'll be. This beats everything he's pulled so far.
He sat down briefly on the bed, but then his anxiety got the better of him.
We don't have time for this!
He stomped downstairs to the lobby, and the clerk looked up from his newspaper in disbelief.
What? Never mind. Did they pay you?
Si, senor. But I am afraid I will need that shower curtain before you go.
Stuart looked down confusedly. He then looked back up at the clerk, who seemed to be scowling and smiling at the same time.
Fine, but I'll be needing your paper.
He grabbed a newspaper from the counter and, after dropping the curtain, quickly covered his loins with the day's headlines. He then pushed open the hotel's front doors and ambled outside, giving the astonished clerk a first-rate view of his gleaming backside on the way out. On the street, Miles and Bones sat atop their horses facing the hotel, with Stuart's horse and pack horse waiting beside them. His father, too, was waiting at the curb to see the group off, as was Carmen.
You ready to go, partner?
We've got a long day's ride in front of us.
I could use some clothes.
I'll say. You look like you just got out of the bath. Carmen, darling, avert your eyes. This is a spectacle unbefitting a woman betrothed. Mr. Cook, we'll be back in a few days. We're not going to get into anything over our heads. But if for some reason we don't get back here before that boat leaves, put Carmen on it.
You can count on it, Miles.
Stuart adjusted the newspaper slightly as his father turned to look at him standing naked in the hotel entrance.
As for you, son, I'd suggest taking this little adventure of yours a little more seriously henceforth. We are in the midst of a war, in case you haven't noticed.
Stuart felt a wave of indignation wash over him.
Trust me, no one wants to get on with this more than I do.
He let the newspaper drop, marched over to his horse, and reached into his pack for a change of clothes. Modesty be damned. Miles gazed down at Carmen.
You're terrible, Miles Adams. You know that?
Yeah, I know. But I've got a heart of gold. I'll only be gone a couple of days. Then you can have me forever.
He looked away, awkwardly. He knew better than anyone what awaited them. He kissed her softly, and then took hold of her hands, tenderly pulling them from his neck as he stepped away.
You about ready, boys?
Sure are, boss.
Miles turned to see Stuart dressed sloppily, but sitting atop his horse.
Well, all right. Looks like we're ready to ride.
Miles mounted his horse, and all three turned their horses and started down the main road of Victoria. Stuart led the way with a slightly faster pace. The goal of reaching Alexia was before him.
Bones, did you pack some of that seasoning we got from that old Mexican in Saltillo?
Yeah, I did.
How much beef jerky did you pack? You know, it normally takes a small wagon train to feed this Mexican we got with us.
On their way out of Victoria, the three Americans passed between two Federale posts guarding the north side of town. The forts were teeming with soldiers, all solemn-faced and hard at work moving sandbags, stacking ammo, and sighting the artillery. The frenetic pace of their work seemed to weigh them down, as if it was with a sense of foreboding, as though the soldiers knew they would ultimately be overrun. The somber mood stood in stark contrast to the carnival atmosphere in the city's center the night before. The burdened look on their faces seemed a portent of things to come.
Hey, Stuart. Feel better now that we're back chasing your damsel in distress?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet it feels good to be wearing something besides a newspaper, too. Ooh, talk about saddle sore. We're gonna stop by in Grecia and pick up Felipe on our way out of town. He may come in handy.
I sent him a message yesterday that we'd be coming through this morning.
Who's Felipe, by the way?
Felipe Canova, my local guide, and a damn good one, too. Really knows the country. I have a feeling we're gonna need him.